It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Round Rock Express. It's game three of a six-game series. Well, this has been a series full of thrillers so far. Each of the first two games going down to the wire. Round Rock won the opener on Tuesday in 11 innings, 3-2, in a game that was kind of excruciating for the Rainiers as they homered in the ninth to tie it. Missed out on a golden opportunity to win it in the 10th and then lost in the 11th. Well, yesterday things turned around in the Rainiers' favor. Tacoma went to the bottom of the ninth inning trailing 6-2. Six batters later, they had won it on a walk-off grand slam off the bat of Drew Ellis. One of the most dramatic moments of the season. Ellis with a one-out grand slam, giving Tacoma the 7-6 victory over Round Rock yesterday and evening up the series in a game apiece. That victory also, coincidentally, knocked Round Rock out of playoff contention this year. They are in third place in the East. It was a three-team race. Not anymore. Now it's just El Paso and Oklahoma City battling it out over the final seven games of the regular season. As for the Red Ears, they moved into a tie for second place in the West, but the Red Ears are mathematically out. Reno has already clinched the division title. On the mound for the Red Ears tonight is left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone is 3-1 with a 2.55 ERA in nine starts. He's been going just a few innings in his recent outings, probably will go two or three innings today. Round Rock's going to start 22-year-old former first-round draft pick Cole Winn. Winn 9-7 with a 6.31 ERA. So Cole Winn on the hill for Round Rock, Tommy Malone for the Red Ears. Should be a good one tonight, the Red Ears and the Express. Got a roster move to report. We'll get to that when the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Taking on the Round Rock Express tonight. Game three of six between the AAA affiliates of the AL West rival Seattle Mariners and Texas Rangers. It's the last homestand of the year. We'll be here through Sunday. A night game tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's our final Friday night fireworks of the season. 7:05 start. Earlier game on Saturday at 5:05. Day game on Sunday at 1:35. Then the Red Ears finish the season with three away games in Reno. Roster move today, the Red Ears added two players. They added catcher Jake Anchia, who had been with AA Arkansas all year. He provides some catching depth for this final weekend, final week of the season. And they've also added from the Arizona Complex League right-hand pitcher Colby Morris, just for a little extra pitching depth as well. The big club holding some guys back a little bit here in AAA because they are going to, in all likelihood, carry a taxi squad down the stretch in the majors and in the playoffs potentially as well. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Round Rock Express, the Texas Rangers affiliate is managed by Matt Hagen. They've had a good year. They're 76-67. Leading off, playing right field is Elier Hernandez. Batting second, designated hitter Yoel Pozo. Hitting third, playing first base is Blaine Krim. Andy Ibanez bats cleanup. He's the third baseman. Hitting fifth and playing shortstop is Davis Wenzel. Batting sixth is left fielder Sandro Fabian. Hitting seventh, the center fielder J.P. Martinez. Diospel Arias hits eighth. He's at second base. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Matt Watley. On the mound, Cole Wynn. Wynn is 9-7 with a 6.31 ERA. The Tacoma Red Ears are 69-74 on the year. Tim Fedorovich's squad will lead off with Forrest Wall. He is in center field. Batting second, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third, playing right field, is Cade Marlowe. Kyle Lewis bats cleanup. He's the designated hitter. Hitting fifth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting sixth, left fielder Eric Mejia. In the seventh slot, second baseman Jonathan Villar. Batting eighth and playing first base is Zach Green. And hitting ninth, third baseman Drew Ellis. On the mound, Tommy Malone. Malone 3-1 with a 2.55 ERA. The umpires, Jonathan Beretta is behind the plate. Paul Clemens at first and Ben Sontag at third. It's Tacoma and Round Rock. Game 3 of 6 between these two clubs. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you. With flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Bayside Medical Clinic. Is erectile dysfunction damaging your relationship? Are you sick of the pill and all the side effects? Well, welcome to the future. We have a major medical breakthrough. Bayside Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of wave therapy. Backed by 60 clinical studies, our technology uses pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We've helped countless men get rid of their ED. But what is the true end result? Their relationship, even their lives, improve drastically. If you're ready to regain your love life, call us right now, and not only will the assessment and ultrasound be free, we'll also give you a gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. It almost never fails. This is worth $550, and it's free to callers right now. 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and experience what I call the happiness ripple effect. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now. 206-670-9000.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as the first pitch of the game from Tommy Malone to Elier Hernandez is in for a strike and we are underway. Next pitch from Malone is in there for a called strike. No balls, two strikes to Hernandez, who's hitting .293 this year with 13 homers and has an .877 OPS. And the 0-2 pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow left field. On comes the left fielder Mejia, and he has to play it on a short hop. And Hernandez is aboard with a little bloop single into left field to get things started for Round Rock. So Hernandez opens up the game with a single on an 0-2 pitch, and he is on at first base for Yoel Pozo. Pozo, right-hand hitter, settles into the batter's box now. And Malone is ready. Here's his pitch to Pozo, and it's a swing and a foul back, strike one. Pozo's been one of Round Rock's top hitters this year, batting .333 in 61 games with six homers and an .861 OPS. normally a catcher. He's in the lineup today as the designated hitter. 0-1 pitch coming from Malone. And it is swung on and hit high in the sky to left center. And it's going to be the center fielder's ball. And it's caught by Forrest Wall. And there's the first out of the ball game. Pozo flies out to Wall in center field. Well, the first two games of this series have you could have just not even tuned in until the ninth inning the last two nights. And you would have felt like you got your money's worth, that's for sure, as it's been ninth inning onward for the excitement these past two nights. Here's Blaine Krim hitting in the number three spot for Round Rock. Malone with a toss to first, and back in safely is Hernandez. Hernandez does have 9 steals in 11 attempts this year. Krim, the batter, in his 8th AAA game, a late season promotion from AA after having a big year in the Texas League, sort of the Rangers version of Cade Marlowe, although quite a different player. So here's a pitch up and away. Krim, a first baseman who's a big home run threat, 24 homers and a .295 average in AA this year in the Rangers system. 1-0 pitch coming from Malone, and the runner goes. Pitch is high, and O'Keefe couldn't get a grip on the ball to make the throw, and so no throw made at all, and Hernandez steals second base, his 10th steal of the year, and he's in scoring position with one out in the top of the first inning. So Malone behind in the count here, 2-0. A lefty at a USC with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's a strike. It goes to 2-1. Since rejoining the Red Ears at the beginning of September, Malone's made 2 starts, and they've both been brief. Hasn't gone more than 2 innings. He was in the Red Ears rotation in May and June, got called up by Seattle, spent a good chunk of time in the Mariners bullpen as a long reliever. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 2. And eventually some guys got healthy and they didn't have room for Malone anymore. And he's out of minor league options, has been for years. So they had to designate him for assignment. And he eventually re-signed with the Mariners on a minor league deal. And here he is with the Red Ears to close out the season and be ready if needed at the major league level. Krim hits one in the air to left field. And Mejia is back. And at the edge of the warning track, he makes the catch. And there's the second out in the top of the first inning. So Krim flies out to left field, 2 away. And now Andy Ibanez is the bat. Malone's been pitching a long time. 35 years old, second oldest member of the Red Ears behind Fernando Abad. Made his big league debut in 2011. And he's appeared in just shy of 200 games in the majors, mostly as a starting pitcher. And he throws a strike to Andy Ibanez, 0-1 the count. So no balls, 1 strike to Ibanez, hitting .255, 6 homers, .717 OPS. Runner in scoring position at second base. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled away. Not in the lineup for Round Rock tonight is Ezekiel Duran, who went 5-for-5 with 2 homers yesterday. Malone ahead of Ibanez, no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is a fastball call to strike 3 on the inside edge, and Ibanez goes down looking, and he's going to challenge it. He signaled that he wanted to challenge. He waited a moment like he forgot that he was allowed to challenge, and then he made the signal, and it's a lost challenge because that was indeed a strike. It caught the inside corner, and that is challenge number 1. Used by Round Rock. So that does wrap up the inning. Ibanez strikes out. No runs on a hit, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Round Rock nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Well, Tommy Malone pitched a scoreless top of the first inning, and now the Rainiers come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. And on the mound, Cole Wynn, and at the plate, Forrest Wall to lead things off for the Rainiers, and he takes a fastball up and away for a ball, 1-0. Cole Wynn, their first-round draft pick in 2018, went number 15 overall, coming out of a high school in Southern California, Orange Lutheran, throws one outside to Wall. Wynn has a mid-90s fastball. Here's his 2-0 pitch on its way to Forrest Wall, and it's in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. But Wynn has not had an easy time this year in the Pacific Coast League, his first full season at AAA ball. Wall hits one in the air towards left, and that'll be caught by Sandro Fabian. And one man is out at the bottom of the first inning for Mason McCoy. Wynn has a winning record at 9 wins and 7 losses, but his ERA is over 6.31. He's ninth in the league in innings pitched, 112 innings pitched this year. Has struck out 109 and walked 80. It's a lot of walks per innings pitched. And he throws a fastball at the knees for a strike to McCoy, 0-1 the count. Mason McCoy, the Rainiers team leader with 19 homers, batting .257, 807 OPS. And the pitch is outside in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. So an even count. Now Wynn ready, and his pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and going back is Hernandez at the track, at the fence, it is gone! Mason McCoy with his 20th homer of the year, and he has reached the 2020 plateau. He has 20 homers and 20 stolen bases this year. McCoy lofting one out of here to right field, and the Rainiers are on the scoreboard here at the bottom of the first. He got a fastball. Lifted it the other way. The wind is blowing out. That probably helped a little bit. And it went into that one of those trees right behind the right field fence here at Cheney Stadium. McCoy, 20 homers and 21 stolen bases on the year. Pitch to Cade Marlowe's, a swing and a miss, strike one. First pitch breaking ball. Next delivery is swung on and bounced foul. First base side, strike two. So congratulations to Mason McCoy, 2020 club. First Rainiers player to reach 20 home runs this season. Now the pitch to Marlowe is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight off-speed pitches, and down he goes. There's the second out in the bottom of the first inning. So Marlowe strikes out, and now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis DHing tonight in his 39th game for Tacoma, batting .252 with 11 homers. 33 runs batted in. Lewis looks out towards Cole Wynn. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Kyle was off last night. He was hitless in the series opener on Tuesday, although he did draw a walk in that game. He's been reaching base a lot. So now the pitch is swung on and bounced up the third baseline. He might beat this out, and it trickles and goes foul. It just did roll foul. That was going to be a base hit had it stayed fair, but it was rolling on the grass right up the third baseline, just kind of angling a little bit towards the dirt, and then once it went off the lip of the grass onto the dirt, it clearly rolled foul and like gave it the little extra boost to go foul, in fact. It's a strike to Kyle Lewis. No balls, two strikes. Lewis back in the batter's box now. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is low and away for a ball, 1-2. It's a cooler evening tonight here at Cheney Stadium, about 65 degrees. Lights beginning to take effect on the diamond here as Lewis swings and misses at a fastball. That is strike three, and down he goes. The inning is over. Red Ears get one run at the bottom of the first on the Mason McCoy homer. Was the only hit. No errors and no one left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Kim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears with an early 1-0 lead courtesy of the homer by Mason McCoy in the bottom of the first. Davis Wenzel leads off the second for Round Rock, and Tommy Malone throws him a fastball down low, and it is 1-0. Wenzel playing short for Round Rock tonight, hitting .204 in 79 games with some pop, 16 homers. He swings and misses at the next pitch, and the count is even, 1-1. Now the next pitch on its way, and this is down and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now Malone ready, and his next pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline, and the count's even, 2-2. Tommy Malone, a craftsman on the hill. Fastball in the mid to upper 80s on the gun. Great changeup, breaking ball as well. Has to have pinpoint command, and he often does. His next pitch is down low for a ball, and the count is full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, and this pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with the off-speed pitch, and Malone has his second strikeout of the game. What a way in the top of the second inning. And now Sandro Fabian will be the batter. Another right-hand batter. And Malone's pitch to Fabian is breaking ball up and in. Fabian hitting 247 in 27 games for Round Rock since coming up from Double-A. Used to be in the San Francisco Giants farm system. 1-0 pitch from Malone is swung on and yanked foul down the third baseline. That was close. He was out in front of it just a little bit. So one ball, one strike to Fabian. And this pitch cracks the mitt of catcher Brian O'Keefe for a called strike. 1-2 now. And now an off-speed pitch, a change down in the dirt, and that evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Malone works again with a breaking ball, and this is hit in the air to right field, not deep, close to the line. Marlowe moves over, and he makes the catch, and Fabian is out, and two men are gone in the top of the second inning. Malone's retired five in a row since allowing the leadoff single in the first. And now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. Nice evening for baseball here in Tacoma. We've got a few more days of ball left for you. And then we're closing up shop until next April. So here's a swing and a miss by Martinez. There's strike one. Our final Friday night fireworks game of the year is tomorrow night. First pitch 7:05 as there's a fastball for a strike to Martinez. And then we've got the Saturday evening game at 5:05, and the final home game of the year is Sunday's day game at 1:35 in the afternoon. 0-2 from Malone is a fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. Now Malone's 1-2 is inside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes to J.P. Martinez. Now Malone into his motion of the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still 2-2. Right here's with the early 1-0 lead on Mason McCoy's 20th home run of the season in the bottom of the first inning. Now the 2-2 coming again, and it is outside, ball three. So full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and down goes J.P. Martinez, and that closes out the top of the second inning. Couple of strikeouts for Tommy Malone while he retires the side. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Moving on to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here is off to an early 1-0 lead over Round Rock. And Brian O'Keefe will lead off the bottom of the second for Tacoma against the hard-throwing right-hander Cole Wynn. Wynn's pitch is a breaking ball called a strike, 0-1 to O'Keefe. O'Keefe's hitting .255 with 13 homers, .778 OPS. He had a key single during the ninth inning rally last night. He swings and misses at a breaking ball, and the count goes to 0-2. What a rally it was. Five runs in the bottom of the ninth, ending with a game-winning walk-off grand slam. So here's one down low to O'Keefe. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Here comes the 1-2 on its way from Wynn, and it is a swing and a foul back on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Still 1-2. And the pitch is a fastball called, strike three at the knees, and O'Keefe goes down looking, and Cole Wynn has his third strikeout of the night. Eric Mejia now the batter. The Red Ears infielder and today outfielder is hitting .266 with 15 homers, .784 OPS. And the pitch to Mejia is chopped towards first base. That's fielded by Krim, and he underhands to Wynn, covering first for the putout, and two men are gone in the bottom of the second inning. Now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Cole Wynn has a good name for a pitcher, and enters play today tied for third in the league in wins with 9. There are only two pitchers in the league who have 10 wins this year, and Cole's trying to tie him. So here's a pitch up and in to VR. One of them is Ryan Nelson with Reno. He's in the big leagues now. He's been throwing well for the Diamondbacks. And then Jake Kalish for Salt Lake has 10 wins. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. And the count goes even, 1-1. So an even count to Mejia, who cracked his bat with that last foul ball, and he's got to go get a new bat from the dugout, and the bat boy brings one out for him. That's VR, pardon me, with a cracked bat. VR has an 11-game hitting streak coming into play today. Has hit 5 homers and driven in 12 runs during the streak. Now the pitch to VR. VR shows bunt. Bunts at third base side, and it goes foul. They're shifting him, so he thought, well, if I could just get a bunt down on the third base side, I'm probably going to get a hit, and it just went foul on him. So now the count goes to 1-2 to Jonathan VR. So 1-2. Wynn is set, and here's the pitch. And it is swung on, grounded right to Wenzel at shortstop, who fields it and throws out VR. And that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Right here is going order. Three up, three down We head to the third inning of play. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
A boot built to feel like weightless comfort. Zero Gravity Boots at Boot Barn. Designed with rodeo athletes in mind, Zero Gravity Boots utilize advanced footwear technology for all-day comfort. Each pair features the lightweight Zero Gravity insole made with a memory foam cushion for comfort, shock absorption for energy return, and airflow with temperature control to keep you cool. A new force of comfort. Cody James Zero Gravity Boots, only at Boot Barn.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
To the third inning of play, it is Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing, and we head to the third inning of play. Tommy Malone still out there to begin this inning. He'll face Diosbolt Arias, Matt Watley, and Elia Hernandez. First pitch to Arias is grounded foul on the third base side. That's strike one. So Malone pitching into the third inning for his first time since returning to the Red Ears. That's only his third outing today. 0-1 the count to Arias. And the pitch from the lefty is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. And Malone now with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Got him out in front of an off-speed pitch there. And Malone, who has already struck out three, is ahead of Arias. One ball, two strikes, and there's a fastball up and away. Arias lays off of it. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three on the inside edge, and Arias wants to challenge that one, and I don't like his chances. We'll see. Got to go to the automated ball strike system. And the pitch was indeed a strike on the inside corner, and he has struck out. And Round Rock is 0-2 on challenges already, and they have just one challenge remaining. So Arias strikes out, one away, and four strikeouts now for Malone. Here's Matt Watley. Malone into his motion to the pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike one. Now Malone into his motion to the 0-1. Is swung on and fouled back, and that is strike two. So no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch coming, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now 1-2 pitch fouled at the plate, and that got a piece of O'Keefe. Still 1-2. This is game number 144 of the year for the Red Ears, who come into play with 69 wins and 74 losses. For a long time, the Red Ears schedule, the Pacific Coast League schedule, was set at exactly 144 games each year. but that's changed in recent seasons. The last time the Red Ears played 144 games was 2015. 1-2 pitch is a check swing foul. We were supposed to play 144 the next year, 2016, but only got 143 in because there was a cancellation that never got made up. And then for a few years, they focused on shortening the AAA schedule, and we got down to 140. So here's a drive by Whatley to left, going back towards the corner as Mejia. He reaches out and makes the catch right up against the fence while on the move. And there is the second out of the inning. Nice grab by Eric Mejia in deep left field. And that is out number two in the top of the third inning. And now Elio Hernandez will be the batter. This year we were originally scheduled for 144 games, a return to the original length, and then MLB, who now runs the minors, decided that they wanted AAA to play a little longer. As here's a pitch down low for a ball. And so they added six more games on the end. So we're playing 150 this year. And next year, too. The next year's schedule is already out, and that calls for 150. Here's one down low to Hernandez. Count moves to two balls, no strikes. Now this pitch is fouled off on the first base side. Now the next pitch is swung on and fouled back again, and the count's even, 2-2.
Everybody have your way.
So two balls, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. This pitch is breaking ball that misses, ball three. So 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Hernandez, and Tommy Malone has retired nine straight batters, striking out five of them. Three up, three down here at the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third. It remains Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, it's 1-0. Tacoma leads Round Rock, and we go to the bottom of the third. First pitch to Zach Green, misses for a ball, 1-0. Green, right-hand batter, Wynn with the pitch, and it swung out and fouled away, 1-1. Greenhalgh last night. The Rainiers, of course, won on the walk-off grand slam by Drew Ellis, who's on deck right now. But the Rainiers hit four home runs in the game, with Green knocking one of them. He swings and fouls one back, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch is up and in, 2-2. Tacoma adding to its franchise home run record with number 211 tonight when McCoy went deep in the first. 1-2 pitch to Green, and this is pulled in the air to left field. It's going to get down and be a base hit, and more as it goes to the fence in the left field corner. Green is in second, and he stops there as Fabian sends it back into the infield. And it's a leadoff double for Zach Green, his 21st two-base hit of the season. And that's 40 extra base hits on the year for Green. So he's in scoring position for Drew Ellis. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0. Now the 1-0 delivery. Hit there for a called strike. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Two and one the count. And the pitch to Drew is swung on and popped up foul. First base side. This is going to be playable perhaps. Krim makes the catch in foul ground. And there's the first out in the bottom of the third inning. Ellis's walk-off grand slam yesterday was the seventh that the Red Ears have hit since the year 2000, since the turn of the century. Now the pitch to Wall is in there for a strike. And it was a pretty awesome moment here at Cheney Stadium last night, to say the least. Right, here's a hit. Two walk-off grand slams this year, both against Round Rock. That's just mind-boggling right there. The teams have played only five games prior to tonight, and two of them have ended on walk-off grand slams. Other walk-off grand slams this century: Alex Blandino earlier this year against Round Rock. Now the 1-1 pitch to Wall. He shows bunt, takes it for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. In 2019, the Red Ears utility infielder Chris Mariscal hit a walk-off grand slam against El Paso here. Well, that last pitch is being challenged by Forrest Wall. Let's see what we got here. Now it's a strike. Red Ears lose the challenge. So 1-2 remains the count. In 2014, Stefan Romero hit a walk-off grand slam against Fresno. That was the year Romero hit three grand slams in one season, which is the franchise record. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Forrest Wall. And it's a swing and a miss, and that is strike three and out number two here at the bottom of the third. Wynn has his fourth strikeout, and now here comes McCoy. Carlos, two of the Red Ears' top sluggers from the window 10 to 15 years ago did it. Couple of big guys. Carlos Peguero had a walk-off grand slam here in 2013. against Colorado Springs. And Vladimir Ballantyn hit one also against Colorado Springs. McCoy hits a grounder to short. That's fielded by Wenzel, and he throws out McCoy, who is retired on one pitch to wrap up the bottom of the third inning. No runs out of hit, and one runner left on. We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
One to nothing is our score. Tacoma leads Round Rock. We go to the fourth inning of play. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Chris Mazza, takes over on the mound. Tommy Malone goes three innings tonight without allowing a run, allowed one hit, no walks, five strikeouts, allowed a single to the first batter he faced, and then retired the next nine in a row. Yoel Pozo leads things off against Mazza here in the fourth, and Mazza, the righty's pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Mazza's been in 13 games for Tacoma, four wins and three losses with a 7.39 ERA, 31 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 28 and walked 12. Now the next pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left directly to Mejia, who makes the catch, and Pozo is out. One away at the top of the fourth inning. Mazza takes care of the first batter he faces. And now Blaine Krim is the batter. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is called a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Mazza to the plate with a 1-1 pitch, and there's a slider outside. Two balls, one strike. He's talking before the break about walk-off grand slams. And how Drew Ellis's last night was the seventh hit by the Red Ears this century. As here's a base hit into left field by Krim. Over to collect the ball is Mejia, and Krim stops at first with a one-out single. First hit for Round Rock since the first inning. Krim pulls a base hit to left field, and now Andy Ibanez will be the batter. Ibanez struck out looking against Malone in the first. The most memorable of the walk-off grand slams for me was A.J. Zapp's in 2004. It's a long time ago. So here's one outside for a ball to Ibanez. But it was a walk-off salami against Fresno. The game was tied when he hit it. 7-7, and his slam made it an 11-7 victory. He hit it off David Ardsma, who became a major league closer with the Mariners, actually. As here's a drive into the left field corner, and that's a fair ball, and it's going to be extra bases for Ibanez. Crimp's coming to third. He'll stop there, and in at second base with a double is Andy Ibanez, and Round Rock has runners at second and third with one out at the top of the fourth inning. So Ibanez with a two-base hit. That's his 18th AAA double of the season. And now Davis Wenzel is the batter. See if Mazza is able to work his way out of this. The Red Ears are going to bring the infield partway in. So when Zapp hit his walk-off grand slam, it gave him 9 runs batted in that game, which is why it sticks out of my head, because that's the Tacoma record, as far as we know, for most runs batted in one game by one player. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Wenzel. He had 9 runs batted in that game. The slam came off Ardsma, who at the time was a pitching prospect, kind of a touted pitching prospect for the Giants, and, you know, he went on to have a long major league career. So here's a breaking ball outside. Counts even 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch coming from Chris Mazza. And it's outside of the dirt and blocked by O'Keefe. 2 balls, 1 strike. Infield in, outfield straight away. Runners at second and third with one out. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is low, ball 3. 3-1 to Wenzel. First base is open. The on-deck hitter is Sandro Fabian. Here comes the 3-1 pitch on its way from Mazza, and it is a swing and a grounder to the second baseman, and VR fields it, freezes the runner at third, and throws out Wenzel at first for the second out of the inning. Big out there for out number 2 without the run scoring. Little grounder right to Jonathan VR at second base, who was drawn in. And now 2 away for Sandro Fabian. Fabian flied out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Next pitch from Mazza is hit in the air down the left field line, and that's foul. So 0-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch, and it is swung on, fouled into the dirt at home plate. And that is strike 2. Also with a chance to get out of this jam. Krim at third, Ibanez at second, 2 outs. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Again, the 0-2 pitch is on its way from Mazza. And it is outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Yeah, the 1-2 is outside. Two balls, two strikes. And again, O'Keefe had to be digging a ball out of the dirt to save a run. So two balls, two strikes now to Fabian. And the pitch is swung on, chopped on a high bounce. This could be trouble. Green has it, throws to Mazza, covering first. Bang, bang, play. He's out. Out at first base, and that wraps up the inning. Fabian hit it straight into the ground, and the ball took a really high hop in the air to Green, who had to field it like it was a pop-up. And Mazza ran over to cover first and was there to receive the throw for the final out of the inning. No run score for Round Rock on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. To Kelba 1, Round Rock nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Bayside Medical Clinic. Is erectile dysfunction damaging your relationship? Are you sick of the pill and all the side effects? Well, welcome to the future. We have a major medical breakthrough. Bayside Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of wave therapy. Backed by 60 clinical studies, our technology uses pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We've helped countless men get rid of their ED. But what is the true end result? Their relationship, even their lives, improve drastically. If you're ready to regain your love life, call us right now, and not only will the assessment and ultrasound be free, we'll also give you a gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. It almost never fails. This is worth $550, and it's free to callers right now. 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and experience what I call the happiness ripple effect. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now. 206-670-9000.
Red Ears lead 1-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cade Marlowe at the plate just swung and missed at the first pitch from Cole Wynn. Next offering, swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike two. No balls, two strikes to Marlowe, who struck out on three pitches against Wynn in the first inning. Wynn throwing him a lot of the bendy pitches. No one to the count to Marlowe. And the next pitch is a fastball up high, and Marlowe lays off of that. One ball and two strikes to Cade Marlowe. Next pitch is swung on and bounced towards first base. Backhanded there by Krim, and he tosses it to Wynn, covering the bag for the out. One away at the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Kyle Lewis will bat. Lewis struck out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. We'll take a look at what happened around the league yesterday. Here's the pitch, and it is taken low and away for a ball. Round Rock, as we talked about in the pregame show briefly, they got eliminated from the East race when they lost last night, as here's one inside for a ball. They got eliminated because they're 5 games back with 7 to go, so you're like, how did they get eliminated? Well, the problem is that they're behind 2 teams, El Paso and Oklahoma City, who are playing each other. As here's a bouncer foul by Lewis. And they don't win the tiebreaker over either of them. And there's no way they could pass either of them at this point because they're playing each other through the rest of the weekend. Oklahoma City and El Paso are. Series a swing and a miss by Lewis, and the count's even 2-2. Last night, El Paso beat Oklahoma City 9-8. And El Paso moved back into first place with a one-game lead over Oklahoma City. Lewis pops one up foul and out of play. Still 2-2. Matt Batten hit a three-run homer for El Paso last night. C.J. Hinojosa, a couple doubles, scored two runs. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third, fielded by Ibanez. Toss it to first for the out. Lewis is retired, two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe struck out looking earlier, and he tried to hold up his swing, but the pitch is a strike regardless. 0-1 the count. Also last night, Sugarland beat Albuquerque 4-3. Corey Jolks in his 29th homer for the Space Cowboys. And for Albuquerque, former Rainier D.J. Peterson hit his 20th. And one pitch is swing and a miss, strike two. Peterson hitting 258, 20 homers, 66 runs batted in, 873 OPS for the Isotopes in his return to the PCL. Swing and a miss by O'Keefe on a breaking ball, strike three. Cole Wynn has looked impressive tonight, and he retires the side in order of the fourth. Three up, three down. We head to the fifth inning. It remains Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It is 1-0. The Red Ears have the lead over Round Rock. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Red Ears make a change. They bring in Kyle Bird to pitch the fifth inning. He replaces Chris Mazza. Mazza went one scoreless inning, allowed two hits, no walks, no strikeouts. Bird in from the pen, and this is his 42nd appearance. He's fourth on the team in appearances. And he's 6-1 with a 6.75 ERA in 45 and a third innings. Bird will face J.P. Martinez to lead things off. Martinez struck out swinging in the second inning. He's 0-1. Bird with the pitch, and it is bunted at and missed. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Bird to the plate, and there's a fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 coming, and it is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Bird fans, J.P. Martinez got him with a breaking ball, and one man is out of the fifth. And now Bird will face Diosbel Arias. In the Western Division last night, Reno won at Las Vegas 3-2 as Dominic Fletcher hit a two-run homer. And six Reno pitchers combined on a five-hitter. The Aces are just getting ready for the postseason. They've already clinched the West. It's the pitch to Arias is in for a strike. They're going to play the Pacific Coast League Championship game next Friday night against whoever wins the East. Here's one in for a strike. Championship games, all the AAA championship games being played in Las Vegas this season next weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. PCL plays on Friday. Saturday is the International League. Sunday, the two champions face one another. Here's a grounded to second. VR fields it and throws out Arias at first base, and two men are gone to the top of the fifth inning. And now Matt Watley will be the batter. So Reno's in. They've clinched. The funny thing is they're 79-62. Great record, of course. The two teams in the East that are still battling it out, Oklahoma City and El Paso, they both have more wins than Reno. They're both are in the 80s. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Watley. There's strike one. And then also last night, Salt Lake beat Sacramento 12-6. Neither of those teams going anywhere, just playing it out. Chad Wallach, three hits and a homer, and scored four runs for Salt Lake. There's one outside for a ball. And Kian Wong had two hits and drove in three for Salt Lake. I saw his brother, Colton Wong, hit three homers today for the Brewers. 1-1 pitch to Watley is up high for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Matt Watley. And the pitch is breaking ball called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Watley. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count now. Here comes the payoff. Swung on, hit well down the left field line towards the corner. Mejia on the run and into foul ground, and he can't get it. It is out of play. And it is still three balls, two strikes to Watley. Pulled that ball just foul down the left field line. Again, the 3-2 from Bird is inside, ball four. So a two-out walk, first walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. Watley heads down to first, and now Elier Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez is 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 swung on, bounced on a big hop to third, charged and picked by Ellis. His throw to first is not in time. Legging out an infield single is Elier Hernandez, and suddenly Round Rock has something developing here with two outs at the top of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second for Yoel Pozo, who's been their top hitter for average this season. So Watley is at second base and Hernandez at first with two down. Pozo is 0 for 2 in this game, having flied out twice. Bird is ready, and here comes his pitch to Yoel Pozo, and it's a swing and a foul back. Pozo made his major league debut with the Rangers last year. This year, he has been in AAA all season. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming from Kyle Bird. And it is swung on and fouled away. There's strike two, and Bird's ahead of the count again, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two on, two out at the top of the fifth. And the pitch from Bird is swung on. Broken bat, roller to third. Fielded by Ellis, and he throws to second base and gets the force out on Hernandez for the final out at the top of the fifth. Pozo grounds into a fielder's choice. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Our score, Rainiers 1, Express nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I got Park Hill and West Valley covered on Tuesday.
At Marita's Pool Service, the current staffing plan doesn't hold water.
Three more neighborhood pools on the same day.
She needs more pool technicians to dive into work head first.
That's awesome, but now we're shorthanded.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers with a 1-0 lead over Round Rock. Eric Mejia, Jonathan Villar, and Zach Green to bat this inning. Mejia settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is a breaking ball taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is over for a strike to Mejia. Mejia grounded out his first time up. And now here's one up and away, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is lined foul down the right field line onto the grassy berm. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. The ball gets loose, rolls towards the dugout. Mejia's going to end up at first base. Watley, the catcher, is arguing that, well, he's arguing something with the umpire, but if Mejia swung and missed at that pitch and Watley didn't catch it, Mejia is safe at first base, and that is the ruling. We'll get another look at this on MILB TV. Pitch was up high, and it just came right out of Watley's mitt and rolled towards the dugout. It almost went into the dugout, which I think would have been two bases, but it didn't. And so it's going to be a strike three passed ball that allows Mejia to reach. Here's a pitch up and away to VR. So runner at first. 1-0 the count now for Jonathan VR. And now here's a swing and a one-hopper hit to second. Arias goes to Wenzel for one, on to first for two, and they erase the base runner just like that, a double play. 4-6-3, Arias to Wenzel to Krim. Two outs, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Green doubled his first time up. First pitch to him is a strike, going 1-1 the count. Next delivery in there for a called strike, 0-2. Now this is a swing and a pop-up foul. First base side, Krim over near the railing and can't get it. It's out of play. So no balls, two strikes to Zach Green. Here comes the pitch, and it is taken up high. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, Green fans, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. And Cole Wynn has struck out seven batters through five innings. And he's given up only two hits. But the Red Ears have the lead. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Red Ears leading 1-0. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the top of the sixth inning. It's Phillips Valdez. And Valdez is in from the pen, and his first pitch to Blaine Krim is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Valdez is in relief of Kyle Bird, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit and one walk. He struck out one. Valdez with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. That's strike two to Blaine Krim. Valdez is appearing in his 17th game. He's 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA in 18 and two-thirds innings with Tacoma this year. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So ball at two strikes. Valdez into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Krim, and one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. Andy Ibanez is the next batter. Now the pitch is swung out and fouled back. There is strike one. Next delivery is fouled away. That is strike two. And the 0-2 pitch is up and in. One ball, two strikes to Ibanez. Now this one's inside. It hit him. It hit Ibanez on the left elbow, and he is going to head down to first base with one out at the top of the sixth inning. This looked like a breaking ball from Valdez that got away. Ran in on him. So runner at first with one out for Davis Wenzel. Valdez claimed off waivers from the Red Sox in the middle of the season and still holds a spot on the Mariners 40-man roster. Here's his pitch to Wenzel, and it is called a strike. 0-1 the count. And the pitch is bounced towards McCoy, who has it and feeds VR. There's one on to first. It is not in time. They get just the one out. It was a high bouncer, so it gave Wenzel a little extra time to get down the line because of that. McCoy fielded it, hit VR right away, and Wenzel was just able to leg out the relay to first base, beat that one out. So two outs and a runner aboard at first for Sandro Fabian. And the pitch is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Delivery is yanked foul on the third base side. Mason McCoy homered in the first, and that's the only run of this game. Now the next pitch is fouled off. Count goes to 1-1. So 1-2 now to Fabian. Valdez with the pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Fabian, and the inning is over. Phillips Valdez works a scoreless top of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Right here is leading Round Rock by a score of 1-0. Cole Wynn on the hill for Round Rock. He's working on a two-hitter, but he allowed a solo homer. He's ready to face Drew Ellis leading off the bottom of the sixth. Then he throws a first pitch fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Wynn at just 68 pitches right now. Here's his 0-1 on its way to Ellis, and it is a breaking ball that's fouled off at the plate, and the count goes to 0-2. Well, earlier today, the Mariners won their game in Oakland. 9-5, the offense came alive. Jared Kelnick was a big part of it in his first start since returning to the Mariners. 0-2 pitch, line down the third baseline, fair ball past the diving Ibanez. Ellis is on his way to second base, and he is in there with a leadoff double here in the sixth inning, and he has a six-game hitting streak. Drew Ellis ripping one down the left field line. That's his 26th double of the year in this league. 14th wearing a Rainiers uniform. He spent the first 2 months of the season with Reno. So runner at second. And Forrest Wall now the batter. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Infielders drawn in at the corners. And now Cole Wynn with his 1-0 pitch on its way. And this is taken for a strike. 1-1 the count. So an even count to Forrest Wall. And now the next pitch is taken down low. Two balls, one strike. Now 2-1 the count. And this pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. Counts even, two balls, two strikes to Wall. In that Mariners victory today, Kelnick hit a homer. He doubled, he drew a walk. He was on base three times. He drove in two runs. He ended up getting moved to center field because Julio Rodriguez, after doubling to lead off the game, left the game with back tightness. As here's a liner into left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Ellis comes to third and stops there with no one out. And Forrest Wall has a single to left. And the Red Ears have runners at the quarters in the bottom of the sixth inning. So a scoring opportunity here with Mason McCoy coming to the plate. McCoy homer to the first. The Express are going to have a conference on the mound. So Julio getting his back checked out. Hopefully it's nothing serious there. They will probably rest him and be conservative with him and try to get him ready to go 100% for the playoffs, I would gather. Mariners still have a four-game lead over Baltimore for the last wild card spot. Baltimore shut out Houston today 2-0 as Kyle Bradish outdueled Justin Verlander. Well, McCoy getting ready to bat. He homered in the first, making him a 2020 club member. And he shows bunt on the first pitch, pulls the bat back, and takes it outside for a ball. 1-0. We're still researching it, but it's starting to look like McCoy might be the first 2020 player in Tacoma franchise history going back to 1960. There were a lot of years where stolen bases were kind of out of style and guys weren't stealing 20 bases in the Pacific Coast League. And then if they did, they were often the kind of slap-hitting leadoff guys back in the 70s and 80s and even into the 2000s, the early 2000s. A turn and a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Wall. McCoy with 20 homers and 21 steals now. One-oh pitch down low and away to McCoy, 2-0. Kelvin Moore, who was a great player here in the early 80s for the Tacoma Tigers. He had the closest to a 2020 season that I've been able to find so far in 1981. Hit 31 homers. That covered easy. 19 stolen bases. 2-0 pitch to McCoy. In there for a strike, 2-1. Right here's trying to add to a 1-0 lead. They have runners at first and third. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and that's strike two. Two balls, two strikes to McCoy. Now the 2-2 pitch is swung on, grounded through the hole between short and third and into left field, a base hit, and Ellis scores. Wall takes second, Mason McCoy with the RBI single to left, and the Red Ears lead it 2-0. Cade Marlowe will now be the batter. Red Ears with three straight hits here in the sixth inning. Marlowe has struck out and grounded out so far. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. The inning began with Drew Ellis doubling, and then Forrest Wall lined a single to left, and then Mason McCoy with the RBI single. That's the three straight hits. Now the pitch to Marlowe is swung on and lifted to right field. Going back is Hernandez at the fence, and it is gone. It got out of here right by the light standard in right center. Just did clear the top of the wall. Cade Marlowe with a three-run homer to right field. And the Red Ears have opened it up here in the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Round Rock nothing. Marlowe's second AAA home run, a breaking ball here. And he roped it to right. It's a changeup to be exact that he pulled out of here. A four-run rally here in the sixth inning. And how quickly things open up. Now the pitch to Kyle Lewis is swung on and fouled back. Lewis 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Still no action in the Round Rock bullpen, where according to the roster, they have 15 available relievers. That's what it says. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Lewis. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. 2-2 down. So that Marlowe homer, number 212 on the year, as this team continues to add to the all-time Tacoma franchise home run record for a single season for a team. They broke it a while ago. The old record had been 189. 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. Now the pitch is low for a ball. And Lewis will head down to first base. Now there's some action in the Round Rock bullpen. As they have Ryder Ryan, a right-hander, warming up. Now the pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Check swing, and O'Keefe did not go around. Things have really changed here in the sixth. The wind was working on a two-hitter, and now the Rainiers with four runs this inning. Because of hits, they're up to six hits now, as here's one outside for a ball. Now Wynn's having trouble with the strike zone. He just walked Lewis, and he's behind O'Keefe. Two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is ball three inside, 3-0. Here comes the 3-0, and it's low and away. Ball four, back-to-back walks have been issued. Lewis heads down to second base. O'Keefe will jog down to first. Tacoma with two on. Still nobody out in this inning. Four runs are already in. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. He's the seventh man to come to the plate at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now the catcher, Matt Watley, goes out to the mound to talk to Cole Wynn. And looks like Matt Hagen, their manager, is standing on the top step of the dugout looking towards the bullpen. They get the indication that Ryan is ready, and they're going to make the change here and go get Cole Wynn. Well, started out as such a great outing for Wynn tonight, and things went south on him here in the sixth inning as the Red Ears got the offense going. And the Express are going to make a pitching change. two on, no one out, bottom of the sixth. Tecoma out in front, 5-0.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, we are in the sixth inning. The Red Ears have taken a 5-0 lead. They have runners at first and second with no one out. Eric Mejia at the plate. The new pitcher is right-hander Ryder Ryan for Round Rock. And the first pitch is grounded towards the shortstop, Wenzel, who fields it and throws off balance to first in time to get Mejia. And there's the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mejia grounds out to shortstop, but he does move the runners up. Lewis is now at third base. And O'Keefe is at second with one away. And now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Ryder Ryan is in his 45th game for the Express this year. He's their second most frequently used pitcher. He's 5-4 with a 3.79 ERA in 57 innings, has 63 strikeouts, 29 walks. Here's his pitch to Villar, and it is taken down and in for a ball. So 1-0 the count to Villar, who has not yet extended his 11-game hitting streak tonight. Infield drawn in with three infielders on the right side. The pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes even, 1-1. Now the next pitch coming from the right-hander Ryder Ryan, and it is swung out and fouled off on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Cole Wynn went 5-plus innings, allowed 6 hits, 5 runs all earned. He's responsible for the men on base right now. He walked 2, the last 2 batters he faced, and he struck out 7. 1-2 the count now, and the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire on appeal. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ryder Ryan out of Huntsville, North Carolina. 27-year-old righty with his pitch, and it swung on, grounded foul, first base side. He was originally in the Mets farm system, got traded to the Rangers in the winter of 2020 as a player to be named later in a deal that had sent the veteran infielder Todd Frazier to the Mets in a deadline deal during the COVID-shortened 2020 season. Ryan with his 2-2 pitch on its way to VR, and it is outside, ball 3. And Ryder Ryan was a teammate of Rainier's manager Tim Fedorovich for Team USA in the Tokyo Olympics last summer. They won the silver medal together. There's Ryan's 3-2 pitch to VR, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. 95-mile-per-hour heater with some movement, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Zach Green will now be the ninth man to come to the plate this inning. He's one for two with a double tonight. Lewis at third, O'Keefe at second with two away. Rainier's lead 5-0. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Last year's Olympic team was made up of professional players who were not on Major League 40-man rosters, so there were quite a few AAA guys on the Olympic team. And Ryan was one of them, as was the Rainier's Tim Fedorovich, who was in the last year of his playing career last year. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Green, and the count's even, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on. Broken bat, bouncer to third, fielded by Ibanez. His throw is offline and safe at first base is Green. Scoring is Kyle Lewis. Holding at second is O'Keefe. And the barrel of the bat is out where the shortstop normally stands. Wow, Green really got sawed off here. And the barrel of the bat went flying. Ibanez had his throw to first, pull the first baseman off the bag. Green was able to dive around the tag of the first baseman, Krim. And the manager of the Express, Matt Hagen, is arguing with the first base umpire, Paul Clemens, right now. But we had a really good look at that on MILB TV. And Green definitely avoided being tagged. And it didn't look like he was out of the base path either. This was just a well-done effort by Green to avoid being tagged and was able to keep himself in the baseline or close enough to it to be called safe. So it is 6-0 Rainiers, and now here's Drew Ellis, who led off the inning with a double, and he pulls one foul down the left field line. An error has been charged to Ibanez for the throw. No RBI for Green because there were two outs. Green at first, O'Keefe at second. Rainiers have batted around here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch to Ellis is taken outside for a ball. Ellis opened up this inning by pulling one into the left field corner for two bases. Ryan's pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. That run that scored was unearned, as will be any other runs that score this inning. Now the 1-2 pitch. Check swing on a slider away, and he held up in time. Two balls, two strikes to Ellis. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Ellis immediately signals for a challenge on that one. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system and see what we have here. And indeed, it was outside for a ball. Ellis is correct. And the count now goes full. Three balls, two strikes. So Ellis was right about that one. That's the first time tonight there's been a challenge and the plate umpire was wrong. The plate umpire was correct on every challenge prior to that one. I guess he's having a good night. Here comes the 3-2 on its way to Ellis, and the runners go, and the pitch is lined into left field, a base hit, and around third is O'Keefe. He's going to score. The throw comes into third. It's an RBI single for Drew Ellis, and the Red Ears tack on another run. It is 7-0, and Drew Ellis has two hits here in the inning. So a good challenge. Ellis gets to stay alive, and he follows up with a base hit. And the inning continues now for Forrest Wall, who's going to try to join Drew Ellis among players who get two hits in one inning. You don't get many opportunities to do that in a season. Here's the pitch to Wall, and it's fouled off. There's strike one. Wall singled earlier this inning and scored a run. He's 1-for-3 in the game. It is a 6-run rally for the Red Ears, and they have runners at first and second with two outs. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike. It's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Forrest Wall. Close the books on Cole Winnie, allowed 7 runs, 5 earned. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wall has struck out and the inning is over. But what a rally for the Red Ears here in the sixth inning. They sent 11 batters to the plate. They scored 6 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. They did it with 5 hits. There was 1 error and 2 runners left. We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma 7, Round Rock nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Play here in Tacoma. The Red Ears leading 7-0. And a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Fernando Abad, is on to pitch the top of the seventh inning. And Abad will face J.P. Martinez, followed by Dios Belarias and Matt Watley. Abad is the fifth Tacoma pitcher today. And his first pitch to Martinez is lofted in the air down the right field line. Marlowe running over towards the line. He's there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the seventh inning. Red Ears pitchers are working on a four-hit shutout. Tommy Malone went the first 3 innings. Chris Mazza, 1 inning. Kyle Bird, 1 inning. Phillips Valdez just worked 1 inning with 2 strikeouts. And now Abad is in for the seventh. Here's his pitch to Arias, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Abad now with the motion, and his 1-0 pitch is a fastball called a strike, 1-1. Abad 1-1 with a 3.60 ERA. This is his 39th appearance. Here's the 1-1, and it's up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch is outside, ball four. Abad loses him. He doesn't walk many, but Arias draws the walk, and he is on at first with one away for Matt Watley. Watley will step in where he's 0 for 1 with a deep fly out that Mejia made a nice play on in left field, and he's also drawn a walk today. Now the pitch is up and away for a ball. Soon the Red Ears are going to get their hitting coach, Brad Marcelino, and their athletic trainer, Michael Feliciano, back from the World Baseball Classic qualifying event that they were participating in. Sears went up and away to Watley. Marcelino is a member of the British National Baseball Hall of Fame. He's been with he was born in England, and he's been with the British national team for over a decade as a player and now as a coach this year. Series one up and away, ball three. And he helped coach Great Britain in a World Baseball Classic qualifying tournament that was being played in Germany this week. And Great Britain won the tournament and qualified for the World Baseball Classic. Series a pitch in for a strike. And they will be one of the teams playing in it in March. So congratulations to Brad Marcelino. The Mariners had a prospect playing on his team. As there's ball four outside to Watley, and Abad has issued back-to-back walks with one out in the seventh inning, and now Brian O'Keefe's going to go to the mound and talk to him. And a little meeting on the mound here with Elier Hernandez due up next. Harry Ford, the Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2021, who had a very good year this year at Class A Modesto as a 19-year-old. Turns out he is of British descent and qualified to play for the British national team, and he was in that tournament and homered a couple of times to help them qualify for the World Baseball Classic. Yeah, the first pitch to Hernandez is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Two on, one out of the seventh. Rainiers lead 7-0. Now the 0-1 pitch is lined towards center, and fielding it on a hop is Wall. It's a base hit. Around third is Arias. And the throw is cut off, and Arias scores, and Round Rock is on the scoreboard. It is 7-1. An RBI single for Elier Hernandez, his third hit of this game, as he just sprayed an Abad pitch into center field for a base hit. Now Yoel Pozo is the batter. So no shutout for the Red Ears tonight. And that was the fifth hit of the game for Round Rock. Still only one out in the inning, two on. Pozo swings and hits a double play, grounded to short. McCoy to VR, on to Green for the double play. And that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. Pozo grounds into the 6-4-3 twin killing. One run on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Tacoma 7, Round Rock 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep. You'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Just had the stretch here with the Rainiers leading Round Rock 7-1. New pitcher for the Express, it is right-hander Daniel Robert. And he'll face Mason McCoy, Cade Marlowe, and Kyle Lewis. McCoy 2-for-3 with a single, a homer, two runs batted in, and two runs scored. McCoy looks out towards Robert, the right-hander. And here's his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one, 98-mile-per-hour heater. Robert, in his 36th game for Round Rock, 3-4 with a 6.08 ERA. 37 innings pitched, 45 strikeouts, 24 walks. Next pitch. This is for a ball, 97 on the gun, and counts even, 1-1. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's outside for a ball. So Ryder Ryan, the previous pitcher, went one inning, allowed one hit. No runs were charged to him, although he had some inherited runners score. He did not walk anybody, and he struck out two. 2-1 pitch is outside to McCoy. 3-1 now. So three balls, one strike to Mason McCoy. And this pitch runs inside, ball four. So McCoy with a leadoff walk here in the seventh. Third walk issued by Round Rock tonight, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe's 1-for-3 with a three-run homer in the sixth inning. That's the hit that really opened up the game. Turned it from 2-0 to 5-0. He takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Robert, 6'4", right-hander, listed at 250 pounds from Hoover, Alabama. And his next pitch is outside for a ball. He's out of Auburn University, where he did pitch, but only a little bit. He mostly played the field, played outfield at first base. Logged only 15 innings in college. 1-1 pitch to Marlowe. Now a move to first instead, and back in safely is McCoy. So I was talking before the break about Brad Marcelino, the Rainiers hitting coach, who helped Great Britain qualify for the World Baseball Classic. He'll be rejoining the Rainiers here in the next day or two. Now the pitch is a ball to Marlowe, 2-1. The Red Ears trainer, Michael Feliciano, was serving as the athletic trainer for the team from Spain in this World WBC qualifiers. Here's a swing and a foul tip. And they ended up just missing out on qualifying for the World Baseball Classic. They got beat in a winner goes to the WBC, loser does not qualify game. As now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Marlowe is the first out here of the seventh. Spain got defeated by the Czech Republic. So when the World Baseball Classic is played next March and all eyes are on it, and you know all these all-star teams are put together for the United States and the Dominican Republic and Venezuela and Cuba and everyone, the Czech Republic is going to have a team. Czechoslovakia, they are going to get smoked. Here's one outside to Lewis, and it goes to the backstop, and taking second base is Mason McCoy. So a wild pitch moves the runner up. One and oh to Lewis. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-1. Next pitch coming from Daniel Robert, and it is up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Kyle Lewis. Rainiers lead 7-1. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now here's one outside, ball three. Three balls and a strike to Kyle Lewis. Lewis will be looking for something to drive here on the 3-1 count. Here's the pitch from Daniel Robert, and it's a swing and a foul in the home plate area. Count goes full, 3-2. So full count, one out and a runner at second base. Payoff pitch coming to Lewis, and it is a swing and a foul tip. He just nicked it with the very end of his bat. So Lewis stays alive still. Three balls, two strikes. Again with the 3-2, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball after all those 95-plus eaters. He threw Lewis a curve and got him to swing and miss for the second out in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is fastball low. 1-0 the count to O'Keefe. And the 1-0 is outside, 2-0. 2-0 pitch coming to O'Keefe, and there's a strike on the outside edge, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch, low, ball three. Well, first base is open. The Red Ears have Eric Mejia on deck. Three balls, one strike to O'Keefe. And Roberts' pitch is a fastball outside, ball four. So O'Keefe will head down to first base, having drawn his second walk of the night. And now there are two on and two out for Eric Mejia. Time called. The Round Rock catcher, Matt Watley, is going to go to the mound and talk things over with Daniel Robert. The Eastern Division race continues, and El Paso moved two games ahead tonight. They beat Oklahoma City, who they are in a head-to-head battle with. They beat them 3-2 tonight in El Paso. So El Paso now with a two-game lead over Oklahoma City with six to play, including three more head-to-head between those two teams. Here's the pitch to Mejia, and it is a breaking ball for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two. 97-mile-per-hour heater from Daniel Robert. Here comes the 0-2, and it is swung on and grounded foul, first base side. Threw the curveball there. Mejia out in front of it, pulled it foul. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2. Robert is one of those relief pitchers who throws a lot of pitches to everyone. Here's the 1-2, and it is a swing and a little flare into shallow left field. This is going to drop in for a base hit. With two outs, McCoy was on the move all the way, so he scores from second base. Taking second is O'Keefe. It's a little flare of a single for Eric Mejia. He'll take it, and the Rainiers lead 8-1. So Eric Mejia with the RBI single, his 58th run batted into the year. Two on with two out for Jonathan Villar. Villar is 0-3. And trip to the mound now by the manager of the Express. He's going to make the call to the bullpen here. That's enough for Robert. Daniel Robert is done. And they're going to make the call to the bullpen with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. With the score, Tacoma 8 to Round Rock 1.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here is leading 8-1, and they have two runners on base with two outs and Jonathan Villar coming to the plate. New pitcher for the Express. It is right-hander Ferneri Ozuna, who goes by Fur Ozuna. And he is appearing in his 11th game since being promoted to AAA. 1-0 with an 8.44 ERA. Had good numbers this year at Double-A Frisco in the Rangers system. He's ready to work on Jonathan Villar. The pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Ozuna, not a tall figure on the mound. Far from it, 5'9", 190 pounds, 26 years old. He's from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Here's his 1-0, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Ozuna, a former infielder in the Arizona Diamondback system who has converted to pitcher since being acquired by the Rangers. His next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two, 94-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes to VR. Ozuna's ready. Here's his pitch, and it is down and in, 2-2. Ozuna signed out of the Dominican Republic as a teenager as an infielder. Worked his way up to A-ball as an infielder with the Diamondbacks. Got released by them in spring training in 2018. The Rangers signed him and converted him to pitcher. They sent him back to the Dominican League to convert him. Here's a bouncer down the third baseline off the bat of VR, and that's a base hit. Oh, keeps around third. He's going to score. Coming to third is Mejia. And checking in at second base with a double and an RBI is Jonathan Villar. And the Red Ears lead it 9-1. And Villar just extended his hitting streak to 12 consecutive games with an opposite field grounder for two bases. Nine-1 Tacoma here in the seventh inning. Now Zach Green will be the batter. And Ozuna is ready. Here's his pitch. And it is inside and off the mitt of Whatley, breaking home from third and scoring is Mejia. And the Red Ears have reached double digits. It is 10-1. Pitch ran in on Green, and the catcher, Whatley, had it go off of his mitt, and they're calling that a pass ball. So the Red Ears reach double figures, 10-1 in the seventh inning with two outs. 1-0 pitch to Green is called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Ozuna with a 1-1 pitch, and it's in at the knees for a strike, 1-2. A now. This pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Green strikes out, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh. But the Red Ears tack on three more runs. They do it with two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It is Tecoma 10, Round Rock 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tecoma 10, Round Rock 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Patrick Weigel, comes in from the bullpen. He'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Round Rock, Blaine Krim, Andy Ibanez, and Davis Wenzel. Fernando Abad went one inning, allowed one hit, one run, two walks, no strikeouts today. Got a double play ball. So Blaine Krim stands in. He's 1 for 3 with a single, and Weigel's pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Weigel in his 52nd appearance, 3-5 with a 4.5 ERA, 58 innings pitched, just struck out 60 and walked 37. Now the 1-0 is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. First two games of this series went extra innings. I sure hope tonight's doesn't. 2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1. I misspoke. The first game of the series went extra innings. Last night's game decided in the bottom of the ninth on the walk-off grand slam. My point stands, though. I hope this game doesn't go extra innings. Next pitch is out of play, fouled out of play. 2-2 to Krim. 10-1 Tecoma in the eighth. Now here's one way outside, full count. Red Ears have reached double digits in runs scored three times in the last five games. Here's the payoff pitch from Weigel. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Krim, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. Weigel with his sinking fastball strikes out Blaine Krim. And now Andy Ibanez is the batter. Ibanez 1-for-2 with a double. Yeah, the pitch is over for a strike with a slider. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is a swing and a foul away. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Ibanez. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Weigel got him with a slider running away. A three-pitch strikeout for Weigel. Two outs at the top of the eighth inning. And now Davis Wenzel will be the batter. Wenzel's 0 for 3 with two ground outs and a strikeout. There's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Wenzel. One oh pitch, swung on and fouled off first base side. 1-1 the count to Wenzel. Next pitch is swung on and driven towards center field. Back is Wall. He's there, and he makes the catch. Wenzel is retired. The inning is over. Patrick Weigel sets him down in order. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Tacoma 10, Round Rock 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Round Rock 1. Drew Ellis, Forrest Wall, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning against right-hander Kyle Cody, who enters the game, making his 10th appearance of the year. No record of 4.60 ERA, and his first pitch is a fastball to Drew Ellis that's in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Ellis 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored, and both his hits came in the same inning. And now he hits a one into shallow left field, and loping in and making the catch is the left fielder Fabian, and there's the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Ellis flies out to left field. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. And the pitch is in for a strike. Wall's 1-for-4 with the run scored in the sixth. And he takes up high for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Cody coming back from shoulder surgery he had last year. He made the Rangers opening day roster last year. Injured his shoulder, had to have surgery. And he's just been coming back here late this season. His next pitch is fouled away by Wall. Counts 1-2. Kyle Cody, a native of Arizona, has been in the Rangers system since they drafted him in 2017. Next pitch is bounced foul. One-two pitch, swing and a foul back, still one ball, two strikes. One-two delivery is called, strike three, and down goes Forrest Wall, and that's the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Cody gets the strikeout, two away. Here comes Mason McCoy, who's having a big game. He's singled, homered, walked. He's scored three runs. He's driven in two runs. There's the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, breaking ball over for a strike, 1-1. In the ninth, Round Rock has Fabian Martinez and Arias due up. Rainier's leading 10-1 at the bottom of the eighth. Now the pitch is a broken bat blooper behind short. Back is Wenzel. He gets there and makes the catch for the final out. And the inning is over. Right here's go in order at the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the ninth with the score. Tacoma 10, Round Rock 1.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here's lead 10-1. We go to the ninth inning of play. Patrick Weigel on the mound. He'll face Sandro Fabian leading things off, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Weigel On for a second inning of work. All the Red Deer's relievers previously used in this game, and there were four of them, each worked one inning. But Weigel trying to go two to finish up the game. 0-1 pitch is hit in the air towards center. There's Forrest Wall, and he's got it. And one man is out in the top of the ninth inning. Fabian flies out to center field. What a way. And now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. So two pitches, one out for Weigel. Martinez is 0-for-3 tonight with two strikeouts and a flyout, a left-handed hitter. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. One pitch is called a strike. 0-2. Next pitch coming. Swinging a foul. And that got the Red Deer's catcher O'Keefe on the headgear. He's all right, but they'll give him a moment to clear the cobwebs. No balls, two strikes to J.P. Martinez, who's already back in the batter's box. And Weigel with his pitch. And it swung on and slapped on the ground, foul on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Reminder in the Rainiers post-game show, we recap the scoring of the game and also look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Now the 0-2 pitch is inside. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is grounded to first base. That's fielded by Green. He'll take it to the bag himself for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the ninth. The Red Deers are an out away from victory. Diosabel Arias is the batter. Right-hand hitter. 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored today. And Weigel's pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch is called a strike. 0-2. Red Deers are a strike away from victory. They try to close it out here. Weigel is ready. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Arias, and it is outside and low. One ball, two strikes. Weigel ready, two outs of the ninth. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul, first base side. Green running over, down the line, can't reach it. And it is still 1-2. Everyone's got to go back to their positions. The right fielder Marlowe was over as well, but he couldn't get there either. So still one ball, two strikes to Diosbel Arias. Weigel is set. Here's his pitch, and it is low. Two balls, two strikes. Arias laying off of that. Weigel trying to wrap up this ball game as efficiently as possible. Here comes the 2-2. And it is swung out and popped up, and that should do it. VR back into shallow right. Here comes Marlowe. Marlowe makes the catch. That's the ball game. Tacoma Red Deers win it by a final score of 10-1. And the Red Deers move ahead in this series, 2-1. And they also pick up their 70th win of the year and are 70-74. On the year, the first time the Red Deers have been as close to 500 is four games since mid-April. Raiders win it 10-1, the final score. We'll recap it in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Home run of the year. The solo shot put the Raiders up. It also put Mason McCoy in. We're not completely done researching this yet, but he may have been the at first and second for Cade Marlowe. And Marlowe broke the game open. He pulled a 3-run homer to right field, his second AAA dinger, and that made it 5-0 Raiders in the bottom of the sixth. Wynn then lost his control, walking Kyle Lewis and Brian O'Keefe back-to-back, and that was it. They took him out, having not retired anybody in the sixth inning and having faced 6 batters in the frame. In from the bullpen came Ryder Ryan, and he got a couple of outs, but then with runners at second and third and 2 outs, Zach Green hit a bouncer to third. Ibanez fielded his throw to first was wild, and Green was safe at first base, and a run scored on that play. And then Drew Ellis followed with an RBI single, his second hit of the inning, and that brought in the sixth and final run of the inning. The Raiders put 6 on the board in the sixth inning, and they took a 7-0 lead. And that was pretty much that. Round Rock did get a run in the seventh inning to make it 7-1, but the Raiders put 3 more on the board at the bottom of the seventh to hit double figures. Eric Mejia had an RBI single. Jonathan Villar, an RBI double that extended his hitting streak to 12 consecutive games. And a pass brawl brought in the 10th and final run for the Raiders in the seventh. Patrick Weigel came in, pitched a perfect relief in the eighth and the ninth, 6 up, 6 down, and that was that. The Raiders win today 10-1, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma, 10 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Round Rock scores 1 run on 5 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Phillips Valdez. He's 1-1. Loss goes to Cole Wynn. He is 9-8. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 36 minutes. The attendance, 4,887. Baltimore shut out Houston today 2-0. Kyle Bradish came an out away from a complete game shutout, 8 2/3. He struck out 10, outpitched Justin Verlander, who allowed 2 runs in 6 innings for Houston and took the loss. So Baltimore still in it, but 4 games behind Seattle for the last wild card spot. The other two teams with wild card spots are playing each other right now, Tampa Bay and Toronto. And Tampa won the series opener today 10-5 as Randy Arozarena had 3 hits, including 2 doubles. He has 39 doubles this year. Wander Franco drove in 3 runs. That series is being played in Tampa. Now Toronto has the first wild card spot. Tampa has the second wild card spot, only 1 game behind Toronto. And the Mariners have the 3rd wild card spot. They are a half a game behind Tampa and a game and a half behind Toronto. They're all bunched together. And the Mariners could still end up winning the top wild card spot if they could just get hot and string together some wins. All right, elsewhere today in the big leagues, Rangers defeat the Angels 5-3 in Texas. Corey Seager hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 8th. Kansas City knocked off the reeling Twins 4-1. Jonathan Heasley allowed 1 run in 6 innings, got the W. Cleveland beat the White Sox 4-2, and they're just burying the Sox and streaking to the division title in the Rockies 3-0, 6 pitchers combined on a shutout. St. Louis took down San Diego 5-4 as Brendan Donovan hit his first career grand slam for the St. Louis Cardinals. That was in the seventh inning of that game. Cubbies beat the Pirates 3-2. Hayden Wesneski pitched six and a third innings and got the win, and he tossed an immaculate inning, three strikeouts on nine pitches. The Brewers' Colton Wong hit three homers and drove in four runs as Milwaukee defeats Cincinnati 5-1. Phillies topple the Braves 1-0 as Ranger Suarez tossed six scoreless innings, and the only run of that game scored in the second inning on a sac fly by Matt Vierling. So the Phillies beat Atlanta. The Mets were idle, so the Braves are now a game and a half behind the Mets in the NL East. And Philadelphia holds the final wild card spot in the National League, a 2.5-game lead over Milwaukee. And Arizona and San Diego, or Arizona and the Dodgers, are going to the bottom of the ninth inning at Dodger Stadium. The Diamondbacks just snapped the tie. They scored a run in the top of the ninth off Craig Kimbrell, and they lead the Dodgers 2-1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears beat Round Rock 10-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Rainiers win 10-1 over Round Rock. We had a really close, well-pitched game for 5.5 innings. Went to the bottom of the sixth with the Rainiers leading 1-0. And then a huge inning, a six-run bottom of the sixth for Tacoma. And that led the Rainiers to the victory. Cade Marlowe really opening it up with the three-run shot in the sixth. Big game for Mason McCoy. Hit his 20th homer of the year. Reached base three times, scored three runs. And just a real solid all-around showing for the Red Ears today. They pull within four games of 500 for the first time since April 20th, when they had a record of 5 wins and 9 losses. They could still reach 500 here before the end of the season. There are 6 games left. The Red Ears would have to win 5 of the last 6 games to finish at the 500 mark. Believe me, Tim Fedorovich, the Red Ears manager, he knows that that's a possibility. He would love to see that happen. The team got off to a really rough start this year, but has been playing a lot better in the second half and is now 32-23 since the All-Star break, 9 games over .500 since then. Scores from the league tonight, Albuquerque beat Sugar Land 4-3. It was Salt Lake knocking off Sacramento 6-5. Vegas defeats Reno 6-2. And then in the only game of any consequence in a pennant race, El Paso defeated Oklahoma City 3-2, and that was big for the Chihuahuas. They opened up a 2-game lead in the East with 6 to go over Oklahoma City, but those two teams have 3 games left head-to-head in that series, so the Dodgers can make up ground head-to-head in El Paso this weekend. Well, we're here in town this weekend, final 3 home games of the year, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Visit TacomaRainiers.com for tickets. Tomorrow night's game is at 7:05, and it is our final Friday night fireworks night of the year. Rowenis Elias starts for the Rainiers against Spencer Howard, and we're going to begin our pregame show on this stream at 6:55. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score tonight, Tacoma Rainiers 10, Round Rock Express 1. Have a great night.